Manx Radio Sport.
Welcome along to the Friday Sport Preview here on Manx Radio, where we'll cover the biggest sporting fixtures of the weekend. There are some tasty ones too. St Mary's welcome Corinthians to the bowl in the pick of the games in Manx football's top flight. Can Corinthians make it 7 wins in a row, or will St Mary's make a huge statement with 3 points against a title rival? It's semi-final weekend in Manx hockey, with both the cup and plate competitions taking centre stage. And in rugby, Dave Christian is standing by to give his predictions for tomorrow's games, all to come over the next half an hour at the home of Manx Sports. Vastamai, good evening. Welcome along to the Friday Sport Preview on Friday, November the 29th, and some fantastic fixtures to look forward to this weekend. We start this evening by looking at the football, because the Canada Life Premier League's form side Corinthians can move to within a point of leaders St Mary's if they beat them this weekend. They travel to the bowl having won 6 consecutive games, make it 7. They'll be a point behind St Mary's, and if Russians suffer a shock defeat as well, they'll be 1 point off the top of the table. So Tony Meppen, Manx Radio's football correspondent, joins us in the studio live now. Tony, obviously there is a lot of football still to be played, very, very early doors still in the season, but does the winner of this match automatically become favourites to go on and lift the trophy?
I don't know, it's a tough one to answer that one really, because if St Mary's won it, I would say possibly yes, purely because they're already the champions from last year. They know how what work has to go into to do it. But as I've said to you before, you know, Corinthians at the moment are on this great run. They're looking good. The players have really stepped up. Training's been hard and they've accommodated that. And when you look at recent results against 3 of the top 5-6, if you like, that's Russian, Laxey and Peel, it puts them in good hopes to try and get something out of this game. Steve Whitley's been playing really well, Conor Gorman as well in midfield. I think Cameron Lee's probably been the mainstay at the back, keeping things all tight, whoever is alongside him, Tom Smith or Ryan Burns. And defensively with Matthew Quirk there, it's looked really good. And then also midfield, Fraser Vaughan playing well and Sean Doyle up front. It bodes well, but St Mary's, you've only got to look at the players that are there, Ireland players, people like Alex Harrison. You've also got Frank Jones. You've got Jack McVay, who's been scoring plenty of goals of late. Then St Mary's are strong right the way through. And to me, Chris, it's going to be on the day. Whoever plays the best, I think, will get the victory. And both sides are set up for it.
And we mentioned last week how they're were some people out there who have question marks surrounding Corinthians' ability to do the business in the big matches. But let's look at some of the teams who they've beaten in recent weeks, their last 3 outings, Russian, Peel and Laxey. Peel had a stuttering start, I think you could say, to the Canada Life Premier League campaign, but Laxey have had a fantastic start. Russian have had a fantastic start as well. All 3 of those have been beaten by Corinthians, so they'll be going into this one full of confidence.
Well, they are, but I wouldn't say they're overconfident. I think Blaine Slattery's, kept the players' sort of level of enthusiasm down, and they know the St Mary's game is going to be tough. At the bowl, I think that helps them because, it's going back a couple of years ago, but it's near enough the same team. When they played against the Georges in one of the cup finals, the Railway Cup final, they do play the big pitches really well, but, you know, St Mary's are cute and they've got some real gifted players there, and they can sort of get the best out of the other players around them. And when you look at sort of Carl Clark, Brian Crellin, also Connor Birch, they're all good players. And then if you get past the midfield and the back line, you've got Sam Holliday to deal with. So two sides littered with real quality players, but Corinthians have just got to take their form that they've got at the moment into that game, take the positives, and hopefully, take the points away from St Mary's, and it keeps everything wide open for everyone else. Because I think if St Mary's did win it, then it just sort of edges, I think, a little bit to them, and everyone's looking over the shoulder.
I mean, Corinthians are on a great run of form, and there's lots of talk about how they can make it 7 wins in succession with 3 points tomorrow. But does the focus and all the attention being on Corinthians and that current streak that they're on actually play into St Mary's hands? Because it's a weird one where they're table toppers, they're the home side, but Corinthians have got their tails up and many will be tipping them to do the business tomorrow.
No, I don't think so, because, you know, as I say, they've been looking at it sensibly. I think wiser heads as well from 2 years ago, where maybe they got a little bit carried away with the way things went for them. But, you know, when you're sort of beating teams like sort of Peel, Russian, and, you know, a good result against Laxey, and, you know, Laxey have been high-flying, and credit to them, then it shows that they are playing well. There's sort of one or two players are going to be missing. Certainly Ryan Bairns is still suspended. And I think Blaine will be looking to change things around. But up to now, he's done a terrific job, because those shoes that Danny left behind were big to fill, and he's done it well. And let's just hope that they can step up to it, being a Corinthians fan. But I'm pretty certain the St Mary's faithful and the players there will be looking to take the points away from the Whites to keep their good run going themselves.
It's definitely the game of the day in the football. There are other teams who are hunting down those Railway Cup spots. One of those sides, Laxey, who we mentioned, got defeated by Corinthians last week quite comfortably as well. But you would expect them to bounce back with a win. They host bottom side Paul Rose tomorrow, and Paul Rose yet to get off the mark in terms of points.
Yeah, but look at Paul Rose's result last week, you know, against Peel. You know, 4-0. I believe that Paul Rose hit the woodwork three times. So they're creating chances. You've got Stephen Priestnell in there, who is still one of the top forwards in Manx football. People have been playing well. Joshua Clark, Owen Canepa, David Priestnell as well. His experience in midfield helps the young players. Owen Quayle, magnificent at the back, and Jacob Thomas as well. But one that I want to shoot, and I think it's the right Chris Kelly, because he's playing Masters football, but a really good goalkeeper in his day. I'm not saying he's not in his day now, but by all accounts, last week for Paul Rose, he had a cracking game in goal. And that'll help things, because if you've got confidence in your keeper, then the younger players who maybe a bit under pressure want to play the ball back, if you've got an experienced keeper there who can deal with that, then it'll go well. But certainly against Laxey, Andrew Berkowitz was home last week, so whether he plays this week, we'll wait and see. Michael Fernandez, Jordan Cooper didn't get much change out of Corinthians' defence, so they'll be looking to get that one right this week. And then young players like Mason Henwood and Aaron Bradley have done really well for Laxey. So Johnny Palmer's team will hopefully get things right in this one. I think they will. But for Paul Rose, they need to start picking some points up if they're going to survive in this Premier League for next season.
Two draws and two defeats from their opening eight games to this season. It's win or bust for Peel in terms of their Railway Cup hopes, you feel, tomorrow. And they take on Old Boys, who were only narrowly defeated by Russian last week. So if Old Boys can deliver that style of performance again, who knows, we could see a shock defeat at Douglas Road.
Very much so, and fair play to Douglas High School Old Boys, because the start of the season, I think we're all a bit concerned where it was going to go for them, and the results, conceding a lot of goals. But great performance last week against Russian, and lucky not to get a point out of it. And I think, again, when you've got players coming in, Carl Henson, who signed for them against St George's, Robbie Ward's playing well, his injury woes seem to be staying away from him. And then you've got live wires like JJ Blander and Dean France and Dean Kinley in goal. Old Boys have got a really good team there, and I noticed Tommy Miller's back as well from injury. It was only sub last week, but hopefully if he comes back in, he'll be a massive player for them at the back as well. But with Peel, a couple of players missing last week, and Doughty was missing, and I think they've got to try and sort of get that centre-back with Dom back together again, because it's so important for them. But last week it worked well. Dan Bell got a goal, Joel Callow as well, Ryan Holdaway, Lee Gale, and a few experienced players in there, Daniel Lace being one of them. And Andrew Bowles looks as if he's in favour for the number one jersey, and Dan Pickering's been playing well. Peel will be hopefully getting the points, and I think Peel need maximum points out of their three games in hand to give themselves a chance to get into the Railway Cup semis. We'll come to that another time, how we're doing with that one. The final is all but gone, unless there's a miraculous change. But Plan B might have to come into action, so we'll wait and see how the results go tomorrow.
St George's are another side who are hoping to qualify for the Railway Cup. They host Douglas Athletic tomorrow, and it could be a case, they're level on points with Laxey at the moment. Only goal difference is keeping St George's out of the top four. But we could see a situation where Laxey win and St George's win, but they switch positions if St George's win by a heavy enough margin. Let's go to the other end of the table, though, Tony, because there's a big match at the bottom. These two sides hoping to claw themselves further away from that relegation spot. Douglas Royal against Moran this weekend.
Well, if you look at Moran's amount of games that they've played, Chris, they've only played six games. So it's not panic stations for them, but I'd be worried going into this game. It's nearly a month since they've played, so everyone will be a little bit sort of short of match practice. Good young players in there, Harry Barton and Lewis Brew. Conor Gilbert will hopefully try and get the goals to take the points away from Douglas Royal. But I watched Douglas Royal's under-18s team the other night, and there's some really good young players in there. Taylor Andrews, quality, Harry Horbury in goal, Dylan Wood, Tom Chappell. And when you look at people coming through now, Aaron Fitzmaurice, Dan Smith played well the other night. And then the pace of Terry O'Gao, he must be probably on paper one of the quickest forwards in Manx football, even now at the age that he is. And James Halliday is always solid at the back. I just think Douglas Royal can win this one. I'm convinced that the younger players can get Royal out of trouble. I think tomorrow afternoon they'll do it.
Just before you leave us this evening, Tony, let's turn our attentions briefly to JCK Division 2. We can't cover it as much as we like because we don't have the time, but there are four teams, all on 21 points, and a couple of others, Onken and Braddon, Braddon and Colby, not far off the pace either. It's hotting up nicely, the second tier, isn't it? And no team who's in the hunt, Union Mills, Ayr, St John's, Onken, all on 21 points. No one can afford to slip up, and they all play this weekend.
No, they can't. If you even spread your net wider, it's 6 points of split in the top eight, so it's incredible. There's a few played a little bit more. But there's a few big games tomorrow. Ayr against Ayr Foxdale is going to be interesting. And I've done my rearranged fixtures for next week. People are saying, why haven't you released them? Because any games that are lost tomorrow could potentially come in. So we need to look at the big picture and not just, you know, cherry pick fixtures. But also St John's against Colby. We're just working on that one because St John's pitch is a little bit iffy. So we're seeing if we can sort of switch it somewhere else. So hopefully we'll have news for you as soon as we can on that one. But, you know, Onken were top of the table last week and there they had that defeat last week. So it's all to play for in Division 2.
The matches in the second tier tomorrow, Ayr against Foxdale, Braddon against Jims, Governors Athletic versus Onken Union Mills, who currently top the table on goal difference. They travel to Maloo. Michael host Ramsey Youth Centre, and it's St John's against Colby. Although, as Tony said, that one on the pitch is looking a bit iffy. St John's combination side, though, they will not be playing tomorrow. They have is that game been postponed? It says on the on social media at the moment, Tony, but I think
it's
because St John's can't field the team, it's a walkover.
Yeah, it's a walkover. They can't field enough players, so that's why the game's been, put on the back burner.
So confirmation there, JCK Limited combination 2, Colby with a walkover against St John's, who can't field a team. Tony Meppham, thank you very much. It's time to talk rugby with Dave Christian.
Manx Radio Sport.
And he joins us live in the studio this evening. The Manx Shield, that takes a break this weekend. There's no Douglas in action either. There is actually one match, Dave, which you can delightfully talk us through because it's a club close to your heart in Lancashire and Cheshire Division 1. We were speaking on the airwaves last week about how Ramsey would be eyeing this for a victory against Birchfield. They host them at the Murrock Park. It's a 2:15 kickoff, and Ramsey will be putting everything into this one to try and get a ray of sunlight into what's otherwise been a bleak season so far.
I can't argue that it's been bleak. One draw from 8 starts isn't a particularly good return. But I know the players are working very hard and they're quite determined. Last week against Congleton, the final result was 60 points to 15. But after 20 minutes, Ramsey were actually leading 10 points to 7. And Congleton worked out then how or where the vulnerable parts of the defence were and exploited them fully for the last hour of the match. So the guys know what their strong points are, they know what their weak points are. Home matches are always likely to be stronger because there's a few players who don't travel who are available for home games. disappointment, I think, from last week was that Scott Neal's picked up a knee injury. He's kind of vital in the number 10 jersey. Last week he had him at scrum half because we had a scrum half issue. So a player who's capable of playing in both halfback roles, suddenly not being in the team, causes you a bit of a problem. So a little bit of a switch around tomorrow. Dan Richmond will return at scrum half. He was unable to travel last week. I think he was unwell. And Dan Bonwick will come in at standoff, and that's a fair. Dan Bonwick is a capable player. You can play him at 6, 7, and any position after 9. So he's really versatile, very strong as well. So he'll be a good 10. I know he doesn't particularly like playing at 10, but sometimes you've just got to do that and take one for the team. So they're reasonably confident going into the game. Birchfield have only had one win. It was against Hoylake earlier on in the season. Just by a point, I think, 14-13. They've also conceded a walkover on the road, and that suggests to me that they may not be fully committed to this. And I know they're staying over. They're staying in a hotel in Douglas, so they'll be out and about in Douglas on Saturday night. But perhaps they're not fully committed to the trip, and I suspect Ramsey might be a little bit too strong for them at home. Difficult to say, and it's really not for me to try and big up Ramsey for this one, but these teams are a pretty similar level, and the result could probably go either way. But Ramsey, again, I think I'm going to back them for a home win. But
what about Vagas? Are you tipping them to bounce back in Lancashire Cheshire Division 2 defeat to Port Sunlight, who was a top of the table clash last weekend? Do you tip them to bounce back against Mossley Hill this weekend?
Yeah, they should do. They beat Mossley Hill away quite comfortably as well, with a bonus point. And the top of Division 2 is a really exciting place. Vagabonds on top at the minute, but Port Sunlight second. And the teams in third and fourth, Old Bedians and Oswestry, have got games in hand. They win those games in hand, and we've got a four-way tie at the top. And that's absolutely fantastic going into the tail end of the season. Perhaps for the onlooker, at least. If you're one of the teams caught up in it, perhaps it's a little bit nerve-wracking. But Vagabonds are in the mix. We know the league's going to split, and the top four will go off into a mini-league in the first weekend in February, and they'll play each other home and away again. But for Vagabonds, it's important for them to keep the pressure on all the other clubs, even if they've got games in hand. Games in hand are fine, but points on the board are much, much better. And Vagabonds should take the points against Mossley Hill. Like I said, they've won away. They've got a good, strong team. There are a couple of players missing. I think Johnny Beckley's not available. Tom Gascoigne's not available. But I think Mark Oldfield coming in into the back five of the scrummage, he could probably slot in anywhere in there. He'll more than make up for Tom Gascoigne, just in simple nuisance value. Perhaps Tom Gascoigne's a little bit quick around the park, but Mark causes more chaos wherever he goes, and that'll be just what Vagabonds are looking for, to put Mossley Hill off their game.
Depends what you want, chaos or speed. What about Vagas Ladies? They take on Southport in women's NC North 1 West tomorrow.
Yeah, Vagas Ladies, a couple of change arounds as well. Lauren Ellison not available. Her auntie, actually, Jo McCabe, will take over in the number 10 jersey. Jo, very versatile. She'll play in the centre. She'll play in the back row. She's got the number 10, the big jersey tomorrow. I think Southport have got 3 wins under their belts, but they haven't played anybody really good yet, and I think they might just struggle against Vagabonds away from home. The teams that Southport have beaten are the 3 at the bottom of the table, Lee, Ashley, and I think Preston Grasshoppers off the top of my head. I think wins against those 3, everybody's going to beat them. But when you start playing the bigger guns up towards the top end, and remember, Vagabonds were top of the table just for 24 hours 2 weeks ago, because the rest of the games are played on Sundays. So Vagabonds hit top of the table on Saturday afternoon, and then come Sunday afternoon, they were back down to fourth again. There are no other games, I don't think, before Christmas other than these 2 for Vagabonds. So they got home game this week, home game next week. I think if they win those 2, they might go into the new year top of the table. It may not necessarily last for long. I know Sale 1861 looking very, very good. But Vagabonds will be there and thereabouts, I would think, come the end of the season.
And what a nice Christmas present it would be for them if they did top the tree, if you like, at Christmas. What about this titanic clash in the Manx Cup? The 2 main contenders. Talk us through this one, Dave. Southern Nomads meet Douglas Celts at King William's College this weekend.
Yeah, Douglas Celts defending champions. And I think Southern Nomads, they lost in the Manx Shield in this very fixture. It was Nomads at home. I think Douglas won it 29-7 a couple of months back. This is their second meeting of the season. They've got a couple more to come yet. you can't bet against Douglas, really. I know Nomads will hate me for saying, actually, no, Nomads won't. They'll love me for saying that, because if I predict the Nomads win, that's normally what the kids and the heebie-jeebies. Me saying they're going to lose will be just what they want to hear. But I don't think the power in that Douglas front five, it's going to disrupt, I think, Nomads' set-piece ball. If you can't get your set-piece ball from your own scrummage and line-out, you're in a whole world of hurt, and Douglas will just grind them down, I think. But it's an interesting game. Nomads have got some great youngsters out there. Jacob Holstein, Finn McGregor. Watched them play a couple of times this season. They look very, very sharp when they get the ball in a little bit of space. And they've got some excellent old heads in there to weld it all together. But I suspect it's just that Douglas front five. Just going to be too strong.
And there are two games in the Manx plate as well. Castletown against defending champions Western Vikings at Paulson Park, and Vaggers Hornets against emerging Nomads.
Yeah, I mean, Castletown, Western Vikings, on paper it should be close, but I know Vikings are struggling a little bit this season, so I suspect we're going to see a Castletown win. They played very well last week against emerging Nomads. And emerging Nomads, Vagabonds, Hornets, well, that's the third of three up there at Bella Fletcher. Remember, the ladies' game kicks off at 12:30, Vagabonds, Mossley Hill at 1:30, and this emerging Nomads, Vagabonds, Hornets at 3 o'clock. It should be a win for... I'm going to go emerging Nomads. I watched them last week. They were very good. I think they should be just a little bit too strong for Vagabonds. And if you're going to watch those games, please don't park on the main hospital driveway. You may get a ticket for that. Use the big hospital car park if the sports centre car park is full.
And there is a feast of rugby at Bella Fletcher tomorrow. So if you are out and about and maybe have a free afternoon, then go along and check out some rugby. But Dave, Christian, thank you very much this evening.
Manx Radio Sport.
Focusing on hockey now, and it's the semi-final weekend for both the Cup and the Plate competitions. There are also a couple of other fixtures as well. Division 2 and 3 both have outstanding fixtures which weren't able to be fulfilled due to poor weather earlier on in the season. In Division 2, it's Harlequins Colts against Valkyrie SC. Harlequins Colts in trouble. They'll be desperately hoping for maximum points tomorrow at Ramsey Grammar School, a 12:35 pushback there. And Valkyries D against Vikings D in Rossborough. Mixed Division 3, Vikings D firm favourites for that one. But turning our attentions to the Manx Cup, because Valkyries A and Vikings A, Vikings B and Ramsey A, all of them will be doing their best to stake a claim and reach the final. Vikings A, you would say, are the favourites. They play Valkyries A tomorrow. And there's 5 points difference between these two sides in the Premier League standings after the season. Valkyries do still have one more match to play. But when you look at the two sides, there's some quality players involved there. The last time they played, it was a 4-1 victory for Vikings A. Vikings will have that favourites tag heading into the match. Players like Kim Carney, Nathan Evans, Rob Pritchard scored a couple of goals against Valkyries A the last time they met. But Valkyries A, not without their star quality either. Luis Novo-Smith, Imogen Manning, Dewan Killier, Craig Killier, Chris Killier, all the Killiers, Kieran Gale as well, the captain who was on the score sheet last week. So they will fancy their chances and hopefully cause an upset if you're of a Valkyries persuasion. And Vikings B against Ramsey A, that one will be a lot closer. Vikings B have had a fantastic season and actually sit above Ramsey A in the table. Many people tipped Vikings B to struggle a bit in the top flight this season, but that hasn't happened. So it'll be interesting to see who makes the final out of those two semis which take place tomorrow. And in the Manx plate, Bacchus B against Saracens Sabres. That's the one many people will look at as the match of the day in the Manx plate. Saracens Sabres, though, so dominant they have been all through the season, although they were run close for their money last weekend, taking on Bacchus B, who have fantastic quality themselves and will be desperate to end Saracens Sabres' winning streak. They won all 10 matches, did Sabres, on their way to that Rossborough Mixed Division 1 title. And then another intriguing clash between Saracens Colts and Bacchus C. Intriguing because Saracens Colts won Mixed Division 2 and Bacchus C, they did survive in the second tier. However, this one will be a firm test for them and a flavour of what to expect next season when Colts do indeed go into Mixed Division 1. So they are your semi-finals in the Manx Cup and the Manx Plate. That is our time up for this evening. I'll be back again for the Classified programme on the AM frequency from 5 o'clock tomorrow. Have a good evening.